This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The FCC this week is set to vote on a proposal that could impact the way you use and pay for your internet. Here to explain net neutrality is U of M Associate Professor of Communication Studies, Amanda Lotz. She's the author of The Television Will Be Revolutionized. It's about Netflix and net neutrality. Good to see you again, Amanda.
Glad to be here. Thanks.
Just remind us, take us back. What is net neutrality and why should we care about it?
So net neutrality is a term that was coined by a law professor back in about 2003 when we realized that we had this new technology that was becoming really important to communicate and connect in our lives, and there weren't really any rules for it. And at that point, there wasn't exactly an abuse, but there was concern that there could be. And so net neutrality is a term that was coined to describe the idea that all internet traffic, all messages should be treated equally and that no provider could be allowed to discriminate against messages in any way.
So to maybe put one in the slow lane and something else in the fast lane, depending on what kind of money could be made from that.
Exactly. And actually, even in that early period, there was concern that maybe based on the content of the message that there might be an interest to regulate in one way or another. And so it was a concern, I think, about free speech then. But as you know, right now, it's much more an economic matter.
So what's at stake in Thursday's vote?
Well, you could say the future of the internet, and you wouldn't be far off. Really, this is a technology that we haven't established even basic playing field rules for. And that's really what this vote is about, and really what the comments by the president and the comments by Chairman Wheeler so far have been sort of signaling a direction for the country, you know, what kind of policy will govern the internet in the United States.
And this is FCC Chairman Tom Wheeler's proposal, which would do what?
He's been very guarded. And so at this point, I think all he's really released is that he will be suggesting the strongest possible rules for the internet. People who've been following this think that that very much means that it's going to be what's called a Title II regulation. But the exact specifics haven't been made public yet. The commissioners all have it, and they're not commenting. So Thursday is going to be a big day just in terms of information gathering.
And what might the internet look like without net neutrality?
So the concern is that our service providers, so here in Ann Arbor, mine is Comcast. And Comcast is pretty much a monopoly. There's not competition for internet service in most markets, especially high-speed access. So the concern is that a company like Comcast would be able to say to different companies that send messages over the internet, whether it's Netflix, whether it's the University of Michigan or Michigan Radio, that if you want your message to travel quickly, you have to pay a premium rate. The question is then, what are the ramifications for the internet if something like that happened? So certainly Netflix could pay whatever that fee is. They'd probably pass it on to their subscribers. But what about libraries? What about educational institutions? What about the startup, the entity that might someday be the better, faster Netflix? And that wouldn't have the kind of money to pay those fees to be in the fast lane.
So for consumers who say, okay, yeah, well and good, will I be able to watch House of Cards on Netflix? Because people always want to know what's it going to mean in their lives. How will that affect that?
Without a net neutrality protection, it's likely that Netflix costs for operation will increase. They will have to pay more to get their videos out. And if Netflix's costs increase, then your subscription fee is going to increase. So that's probably where consumers are most likely to see the consequence of no action for net neutrality.
If the FCC passes this rather closely guarded secret as far as what's in Chairman Wheeler's proposal, what would it mean? We wouldn't see really any change?
Probably not. We have a number of industries that are profiting quite well on the internet as it is now and without, or with at least very limitedly kind of in asking for these sorts of fees. So I think what we would see from a business perspective is that these industries would all of a sudden have some guidance. In many ways, uncertainty is as destructive as regulation. Once they know what the rules are, then they will be able to develop strategies to continue to maximize their businesses, and competition hopefully will at some point come into the internet space.
But if the FCC does vote yes on this proposal, that fight's not ending there, is it?
Not likely. AT&T, Verizon, a consortium called the NCTA, which represents the cable industry, have all suggested that they will challenge any decision in court. And so it just means that those rules are farther off. I think it's going to depend on what the fine print is. I think pretty quickly legal scholars will get out there and see how defensible the wording is, the actions are. One of the reasons why we're in this position is that the original rules that the FCC tried to enact back in 2010 were overturned because they didn't have the legal justification to make rules. In order to be able to make these kind of rules, they have to declare the internet under Title II. That's what gives them the ability to create rules. The other thing that could happen is there are a number of bills circulating now in the legislature. And in many ways, what we really do need is a comprehensive overhaul of our communication laws and acts and covering the internet, wireless, and sort of where cable is at this point. We haven't had a comprehensive bill since 1996.
And when you think of what's happened in just those some 20 years.
The internet was hardly anything at that point. In many ways, the best thing that should happen would be a legislative act. However, we see how difficult any kind of action has been on things that people see as being truly necessary. This certainly is truly necessary as well, but it's certainly not as much of a hot button issue.
And to opponents who say, wait, this whole thing is a government takeover of the internet. I know one critic said Obamacare for the internet.
Sure.
The response is?
These are rules that just set the playing field for a brand new industry. Every industry in the United States has basic playing field rules. Back when initial efforts were started, we didn't really know what the internet was going to be. And we know so much more now than we did in 2010. And it's just a chance to sort of establish the basic premises for how the internet will work in the United States.
Keeping an eye on tomorrow's FCC vote on net neutrality, Amanda Lotz, Associate Professor of Communication Studies at U of M. Her book is The Television Will Be Revolutionized. Amanda, always good to talk with you. Thank you.
Thanks so much for having me.
Meantime, in Lansing, the state Senate today adopted a resolution slamming net neutrality. This resolution calls on President Obama, Congress, and the FCC to stop moving ahead with the proposed internet regulations, fearing these rules might slow investment in broadband infrastructure in Michigan and thus threaten future job growth. Senate Resolution 16 is non-binding, and it isn't expected to have any impact on actions taken in Washington. You may recall the state Senate passed a similar resolution on net neutrality back in 2010.